السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. The true liberation battle for the people of Yemen begins with expelling colonialism, abolishing its systems, and establishing the system of Islam, which has been absent for more than 100 years. Translated. At the beginning of the year 1448 AH, the acting prime minister of the Sana'a government, Hamad Mufta, and his deputy for defense and security affairs, Jalal al-Rawayshan, participated in launching the Minister of Interior's training year on Wednesday, June 24, 2026, declaring, as they put it, their readiness for the battle of liberation and ending the occupation. They were joined by the governors of Hadramaut, Shabwa, Lahj, and Al-Mahra provinces, who reside in Sana'a. O people, the liberation through expelling the colonialism that works day and night in our lands through its embassies, envoys, and agent rulers who implement its systems. The republican system under which we are governed today has no connection to Islam, neither near nor far. How could it, when it has entrusted legislation to human beings in a parliament?
فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما.
But no, they, by your Lord, they will never be true believers until they accept you, O Prophet. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 65. He made the bond that unites the people of Yemen a degraded national bond and made the Muslim in Yemen a foreigner. The believers are but one brotherhood. Surah Al-Hujurat, Ayah 10. In the judiciary, Western laws replace the rulings of Islam, and in the economy, taxes and custom duties are levied, and riba, usury, was legalized and practiced. But Allah has permitted trading and forbidden interest. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 275. In international relations, the state made the laws of the United Nations the reference, and the Quran, the book of Allah, was placed behind the backs of the rulers, and so on.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
O believers, take neither Jews nor Christians as guardians. They are guardians of each other. Whoever does so will be counted as one of them. Surely Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 51. The people of Yemen will not forget the Houthis, the former regime, and those who call themselves the legitimate government for their preservation, implementation, insistence, and adherence to the secular republican system, and for their persecution of those who call for the implementation of Islam. The tragedy is that the Houthis, who yesterday raised the banner of Islam and were hunted in the mountains, criticizing the former regime for its oppression, starvation, and price hikes, are now wallowing in the luxury they condemned in yesterday's officials, while others sink into abject misery, abject poverty, and endless suffering. They are far removed from the tenets of Islam, and everyone is fully aware of their true nature. They have no vision or plan. They merely implement Western systems. They are neither shepherds nor responsible for their flock, just like the Al-Alimi government. Each has their own way of oppressing the people, and what the Prime Minister, Mufta, said 2 days ago, to someone crying out from hunger proves that they are not shepherds. The capitalist economy has dominated Yemen, crushing its people with hunger and poverty for years, while usury and illicit transactions flourish in the banks. The programs of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and their quote-unquote partners have never left Yemen, and the country's rulers have relied on the World Food Program and other international organizations and countries complicit in the killing of its people. What kind of contract farming makes ordinary farmers slaves to the wealthy and to cooperatives? And what kind of self-sufficiency in wheat is possible when its genetically modified seeds come from outside Yemen? In international relations, following the same pattern of domination, colonialism established the concept of international law, making you its slaves. The United Nations exploited it to wreak havoc on the world through its agricultural, health, and educational programs. The best example is the spies you are holding, for whose release Antonio Guterres and the UN envoy Hans Gunnberg are pressuring you. British and American intelligence agents have surrounded the Houthi spokesman, Mohammed Abdeslam, under the guise of, quote, international relations and international law, end quote, offering him advice and counsel, and he makes no statement except under their watchful eyes. To the rulers of Yemen, whether the Houthis or the Alimi government, your corruption is immense and has reached unprecedented levels, infiltrating every home. The latest manifestation of this is the widespread drug problem in the country, with security agencies complicit in its activities. The southern coasts have been opened to smuggle captagon, and crystal meth is flooding the country. Al-Alimi's government has turned the country into an arena of conflict between Saudi Arabia and its ally Washington, and the UAE and its ally London, and their corruption is long and ongoing, and one fails to capture the extent of it. As for the Houthis, in addition to what they are doing to the people, they have brought in a shipment of carcinogenic meth, bromide pesticides, and yet the anti-corruption authority has not brought a single actual corruption person, to trial to this day. What kind of inauguration of the Ministry of Interior training year is this? Your quote-unquote Quranic march has lost its breath and its voice has faded into silence. You merely sing praises of adhering to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and excel in raising slogans. For you, Islam is simply a celebration of occasions throughout the year, starting with the Hijrah and the Prophet's birthday. What liberation are you talking about? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a servant, and you are quote-unquote masters.
سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير.
Glory be to the one who took his servant Muhammad by night from the sacred mosque to the farthest mosque. There is a vast difference between you and him. Free yourselves from the shackles of servitude to Western systems and ideas. You went for the easy target, the Gregorian calendar, and jumped over it, leaving the higher walls that need to be demolished and reduced to rubble. The system of governance, the economic system, and international relations, you left them as they are most deserving of being raised, so that the Khilafah Caliphate can be built on their ruins. A treasury should be established to which spoils of war, booty, tithes, land tax, public property, and zakat should be collected, and the world divided into two realms, Dar al-Islam and Dar al-Harb, abode of Islam and the abode of war, so that Muslims may enjoy the fulfillment of Allah's promise.
إنا لننصر رسلنا والذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا ويوم يقوم الأشهاد.
We certainly help our messenger and the believers both in this worldly life and on the day when the witnesses will stand forth for testimony. Surah Ghafir, Ayah 51. And the good news of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ. Then there will be a khilafa, caliphate, based on the prophetic model. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Yemen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.